WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Becoming That Girl. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to sprinkle some magic into your morning and set you up for an incredible day. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Creating a safe space for emotional healing and growth. Ever feel like your emotions are running wild? Like there's this constant battle inside trying to make sense of it all. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that often tells us to push through our feelings, to bottle them up and keep marching forward. But what if I told you that true strength comes from embracing those emotions, acknowledging their power, and creating a sanctuary where they can be heard, understood, and ultimately healed? This isn't about becoming some overly sentimental for a child. It's about cultivating a level of self-awareness and emotional intelligence that allows us to navigate life's roller coaster with grace and resilience. Think of it like building a fortress around your heart, a space where you can shed the armor, let down your guard, and simply be. So how do we go about creating this magical safe space? Let me break it down for you. 1. Practice self-compassion. This is non-negotiable, my loves. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human, and that means making mistakes, experiencing setbacks, and having moments of vulnerability. There's no shame in that. Instead of berating yourself, offer words of encouragement, celebrate your wins, and acknowledge the effort you're putting in. 2. Embrace mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment. This doesn't have to be some elaborate meditation practice, though that can be super helpful. Just take a few moments each day to simply observe what's happening inside you. Notice the rhythm of your breath, the gentle flow of your thoughts, and any emotions that arise. It's like taking a mental snapshot, allowing yourself to become aware of your inner landscape without getting swept away by it. 3. Set boundaries. This is crucial for protecting your emotional energy. Learn to say no to things that drain you, people who bring negativity into your life, and situations that don't serve your well-being. Think of boundaries as fences around your heart, defining what's okay and what's not. It's about respecting yourself and prioritizing your own needs. 4. Seek support. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. We all need a tribe, people who understand us, encourage us, and celebrate our triumphs and hold space for our stumbles. Connect with friends, family members, or even a therapist who can offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and a perspective that can help you navigate challenging emotions. 5. Engage in self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are fantastic. It's about making conscious choices that nurture your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, spend time in nature, pursue hobbies that bring you joy, and anything else that helps you feel refreshed, energized, and aligned with your true self. Imagine this. You're sitting in a cozy corner of your favorite cafe, sipping on a warm latte and surrounded by the gentle hum of conversation. But instead of feeling overwhelmed by the energy around you, you feel a sense of calm and groundedness. You're fully present in the moment, aware of your breath, and at peace with yourself. This is what it feels like to have created a safe space for emotional healing and growth. It's not always easy, I get it. There will be days when you feel like your emotions are threatening to take over, but remember, you have the power to choose how you respond. Take a deep breath, return to your safe space, and remind yourself that you are strong, capable, and worthy of love and healing. So my loves, what's one small step you can take today to create more safety and space for your emotional well-being? Share it in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community together where we can all learn, grow, and thrive. Until next time, remember to shine brightly.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.